The Anton Savage Show Sunday.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining talent and technology, we're hardwired to find solutions.
On News Talk.
Well, to pick up from what Momobo was saying in respect of the work done by Eben Joseph, Dr. Eben Joseph, founder of the Institute of Anti-Racism and Black Studies in Dublin, the experience of Irish women, of Black Irish women in Ireland, a varied one. Can you give us a sense of what the positives are, what the negatives are?
The positives are that the Black Irish women are really hardworking, and when they actually push and work hard enough, they do get there. You know, it would be worse if they actually put in all the effort and can't get there. So the positives, and that's why you can look in the society, you can actually see Black Irish women doing well. You can see them, whether it's in social work, whether it's in academia, you know, so you can actually see them in those spaces, you know. But the other side of it is the amount of effort they have to put in that is over and beyond. So the challenge we have is that it's okay for maybe people like me. I like to go overboard, right? But anybody who likes a normal life, and I think people should be entitled to have a normal life. And so that's where the problem is. People who just want a sedate normal life, they can't have it. Because if you don't do the extra four times harder, you will not get anywhere.
And is that a function of colour? Or is that a function of being from an immigrant community? Or is it a function of inbuilt implicit racism?
So I love the fact that you asked that question, because then it brings me to be able to talk about intersectionality. So that there's this thing called, and I'm sure a lot of people know it, there's this thing called intersectionality, where what Black women experience is not just because of their colour. It's not just because they are female. Because if it's because they are female, then white women will experience it. So white women don't experience it. If it's because of their color, then Black men will experience it. Those two groups don't experience it. So there is this thing called the Black woman. So we have this identity of a Black woman that creates. So you are this, a mixture of this person. And so there's an expectation that society has of you. Do you know that in the last 2 weeks, if you've been following the media, right, you would have heard of Diana Abbott's one. Is there any white woman who's had that experience? No. Do you understand? She stood up 46 times on a case that had to do with her, and she still wasn't called. Do you understand?
So your belief would be that the Irish experience is particularly challenging for Black women rather than for women or Black men.
That's right. And it's not even just the Irish. It is a worldwide phenomenon of this. And that's why this concept came up, intersectionality. So, for example, it's like our hair. You know, Black hair, a Black woman's hair. No other person has that hair. No other group has that experience of, you know, of with our hair. No other group has it. Oh, they want to touch your hair. They want to run their hands through your hair. And, you know, for us, our hair is like, oh, no, don't touch my hair. It's political, you know, because it takes us so long to get our hair. I said, don't put your hand in, you know. So all of that, there's no other group that has that relationship with their hair.
And that experience, that the Irish experience, is it better or worse, do you think, than that which is the norm in Western Europe?
The Irish experience is bad. For the Black woman, it's really bad. Because,
why?
You know, it's bad because Ireland is so welcoming. So you come in here, you know, so you're like, oh my God, it's Ireland, you know, so it's so welcoming, right? And then you realize, oh my God, it is selectively welcoming to people. So it's welcoming to this group and not to this group. So that's where the damage, that's where it comes. So then you then begin to see yourself through the eyes of the other. Do you understand? So you come in with this view of yourself, and then you realize, okay, no, actually, I am not that in their eyes. This is how the group sees me, because what it would not do to other groups, this is what, you know, happens to.
And is that getting worse or is that getting better?
It would appear to be getting worse. And I'll tell you why it seems to be getting worse. It seems to be getting worse because there is more contact. There's more opportunities for contact, because since 2020, a lot of organizations decided, you know what, we're going to become more inclusive and we're going to recruit more. However, what they've done is that they are recruiting more without making the spaces inclusive. Do you understand? So there is now more opportunities for contact. So then we have more clashes. So we would think that in America that is worse. America has a unique relationship with race and racisms, right? But we will hear so much of theirs and we think, oh, it was there. It appears to be was there because there is more opportunity. So every strata, you know, right to the top, to the bottom, whether it's the media, everywhere, there are people of color, there are black people everywhere. So you find all those clashes. But until 2-3 years ago, black people were, you know, not in those spaces. So now they are in those spaces. So the racism that we think people is being triggered. So racism is very silent. It doesn't speak. It doesn't speak. It doesn't go, hey, I'm going to be racist today. No, it doesn't do that. What it does is that it's silent, it's there. But something happens, there's contact. Contact is a trigger.
Well, this goes to the point that Momobo was making, which is that in her view that what you needed is a greater level of interpersonal, intercommunity understanding and the opportunity to create that. Is that, if that is the solution, how do you bring it about? How do you improve things?
So in the book, so one of the things I challenge is that we keep talking about belonging. So one of the things I'm challenging in the book, we have a book coming out on Thursday. One of the things I challenge in that book is that you can't belong to a place that you've not been accepted. So that we are focusing on the wrong thing. The language we're using is wrong. So we're talking about belonging. Belonging means that we are the ones who have a problem. Because if I say I don't belong or you're trying to make me belong, then I am a problem you're trying to fix. And that's always the problem with black people. So is it that trauma or slavery? You know, so the story of black people, you know, is always, you know, it's always painted around that. So you're constantly a problem they're trying to fix. So it shouldn't be that. So Ireland needs to accept. You know, you need to accept if I come to your house, I can't belong to your house unless you accept me. The minute you accept me, then I belong, then I can.
And how do you bring that about?
So it then comes to the organization to begin to put steps and put things in place, you know. So if we know that the unemployment rate now, say for black people in Ireland, is between 43 and 63%, yes, compared to Ireland where the unemployment rate is between 5 and 17% for white Western Europeans, between 5% and 17%. So that's 5 to 8 times more. So if we know that that is the case, then that means that when we bring in people of color, when we bring black people into the organization, we need to put things in place. So one of the things we can put in place is maybe allocate a mentor for the person. Allocate a sponsor for the person, because what is happening is that people are coming into those roles, but they are not lasting there. So the turnover is very high. So they're coming in 6 months and they're either fired or they have to leave, or they stay there and they're getting hurt and they're getting damaged. So and those are the things that we're trying to solve, that people are getting harmed within those spaces.
Well, if you want to read more about the possible solutions, the upcoming book is Equity in the Workplace, Stories of Black Irish Women in Ireland. And the author is Dr. Eben Joseph, who is founder of the Institute of Anti-Racism and Black Studies in Dublin.
The Anton Savage Show,
brought to you by PwC.
Sunday mornings from 10. On News Talk.